over there, boys.
I saw a bunch of kids swerving down Route 1.
It is episode number 25 of Fozzo's Podcast. We're slap happy right now.
We get our insurance lowered next year.
That's right.
That's awesome.
As long as we're not driving red cars.
Don't flip your hot rod.
Don't flip your hot rod. Yeah.
That's what mommy always told me.
Guys, we're here. It's great. How have you guys been doing this week?
Very, very busy.
pretty typical. Yelling at kids and lose your voice. So if I'm sounding off today, then I apologize, but I'll try to keep it together as long as I can.
If I'm sounding off today, it's because I don't really sleep anymore.
Welcome to parenthood.
Yeah, it's good. It's great. I'm enjoying it. But other than that, we have a new beer in front of us.
We do.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Mad Tree Brewing out of Cincinnati. Release party for them today. They make some absolutely fantastic beer. We went up there a couple weeks ago to brew the beer that we were making, but had to taste a couple others at the tap room.
Oh,
of course
darn.
He did.
Yeah, I hate it when that
you
happens.
Know. The Shade, we talked about the Blackberry Sea Salt Tart Sour Ale. That is fantastic. Then they've got the Psychopathy that we've got on tap tonight. That is a really, really great beer, too.
Always a steady IPA. That thing is rock solid.
Yeah.
So tonight we have Lexington Beer Scene's Chris Vandergriff with us tonight.
Hello.
Oh, darn.
So things are going to get a little bit crazy. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff. And I'm pretty excited about it. It's football season. One thing that I wanted to bring up is, of course, it is football season. I've been starting doing my high school games. And then, of course, September 2nd is the weekend of the fantastic college football opening. And what do you guys think about beers for college football?
Anything that
Natty
gets me
light.
Drunk.
Yeah,
absolutely. Here's the thing. Most people think, well, you're going to be drinking all day long. You're going to need something kind of light, crisp, refreshing. But no. Summer is over. We've been talking about session beers and sour ales for far too long. It's time to talk about some other flavors. And what are those other flavors? We're not ready for barley wines yet. We're not ready for Belgian quads yet. It's not January
yet.
Do
we have to drink the pumpkin beers?
No.
No, we don't.
That gets me to a topic I want to talk about a little bit later. But right now, what we're talking about are Oktoberfest. Those have entered the market first.
Those I do like, yeah.
And so that's a lager. That's something you can drink like a lager, but it's got a little bit more character, a little bit more strength than maybe the average beer does, or at least the summer beer does. And so it's got a little bit more heft to it, but it's got some really nice near caramel notes, but it should not be caramelly. It's got some honey notes, some things showing up back around, some floral notes, maybe remiss of honeysuckle and some characteristics like that. So look for those Oktoberfest coming out. It seems like I'm seeing those come out right now, but I'm not seeing pumpkin ales. Those pumpkin ales in the years past, they would already be out.
Yeah.
Late July is whenever we started seeing a few of those kind of trickle into the market, but we're not seeing those just yet. I think brewers have kind of responded to what the consumer's been asking for now for a little bit. And the fatigue of pumpkin came along very strong a couple of years ago. It was all the rage, and there's so much of it out there. Now I feel like there's a little bit of backlash. Yeah.
They needed to shorten the season.
There's nothing that says, 95-degree beer like a spicy pumpkin beer, right? Yeah.
Well, you know the seasons, don't you? It's winter season, it's spring season, it's summer season, it's pumpkin season. Yeah. Or at least that's what we used to say, but I guess we're going to have to reinstate fall.
I saw a sign on Facebook. It was something pumpkin spiced tacos. That's what it was. It said no, just joking.
Thank goodness. We don't need any of that.
That's terrible.
So, Chris, you got the a festival you're running coming up. Are they all going to be pumpkin ales? Is this thing worth going to? Is it worth paying money for a ticket?
150 pumpkin beers. No, I'm kidding. We might have two or three out of 150. So, yeah, it's very light on pumpkin this year, luckily. It's more local than anything. We have 30-ish breweries from Kentucky.
That tells you our local scene is strong. It's growing. It's getting bigger. And it's something we're embracing more and more every day.
Yeah.
If you guys aren't familiar, Chris Vandergriff, he runs LexBeerScene.com, and he actually hosts the beer festival coming up. So we'll let him, in general, Chris, tell us what the beer festival is that you're hosting.
This is the 9th annual Fest of Ales. We usually have about 60 breweries, and the older it's gotten, like I said, it's 9 years old, the more localized it's become, because that's what we like. And like you said, the local scene's getting stronger. So it's a point for the local guys also to bring out the best, the biggest and the best, because you're going to have a concentrated audience of 1,500 people that maybe don't drink beer weekly or even monthly.
It's weird.
And this is, it's, yeah, I don't know who does that, but you give them the chance there to see what the breweries have to offer. So the breweries, they actually bring out their A game to this, and we've got some great stuff coming.
I've been introduced to some really great Kentucky breweries through festivals. That was the first time I ever had White Squirrel. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I ever had Dry Ground.
Yep.
Yeah, there's been some really good ones that, you know, it's you get those ones that we are looking for, this the yearly release of whatever it is. The Schlafly Pumpkin is always a big one.
Yep.
That and that is one of the pumpkin beers that actually I think generally is fairly balanced. But those special you know, introductions from those breweries that maybe we don't even get distribution in Lexington normally.
Yep.
But it's a nice introduction to, you know, later on when they do get distribution here, you're acquainted with them.
And we've been doing this for so long that the places that don't really send a whole lot of beer to Lexington step up and actually do send some stuff, and good stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to be old.
So, kind of, sort of. Okay. So let me ask this. So there's breweries that's kind of new this year. Can mm-hmm. you outline a couple of them that you personally are kind of excited to see that maybe have not been in the area before? Or at least prior to last year's Beer Festival?
Well, the ones from Kentucky. I don't have a lot of new ones from out of state because there's so many new ones here. White Squirrel was there last year. I'm trying to think of the new ones that I haven't had. Tap on Main out of Somerset, I believe.
I know Jarfly is down there.
Jarfly.
I saw they were sending some stuff up.
Milewide, were they there last year?
Milewide wasn't there. Even here in town. Mirror Twin wasn't mm-hmm. there. They weren't open yet. Rock House wasn't open yet. Pivot wasn't open yet. I've had beers, of course, from them because they're in Lexington, but most of the other ones from in the state. I have trouble finding them around here. I don't travel much anymore since, you know, parent and all that.
And some of them, they concentrate so much on their own tap rooms that they don't distribute maybe to your local beer store or your local bar, but you're going to be able to find them downtown. So when is the festival again?
It's September 1st, which is next Friday, from 5:30 to 8:30, Cheapside Pavilion downtown.
And how much do tickets cost?
$30.
And where can you get those?
Pazzo's, Beer Trap, Liquor Barns.
Especially the Beer Trap, right?
Especially the Beer Trap.
All right, that's what I like to hear.
Sundays.
Don't be hogging all that. Come on.
Well, you can actually enjoy a beer while you're buying tickets, and that's that always makes your purchasing power much more enjoyable.
And you can talk to Kevin.
Oh, my God. Well, you can listen to Kevin. Kevin does a lot of talking. I don't let you talk that much.
I've been almost every year, and I've had so much fun. When
excellent.
I come, it's always a great selection of beers. I always meet new people that are passionate and really excited about the beer that's there. It's a great, great time. If you haven't been and you don't know anything about it, you should make the trek downtown. It is a fantastic event.
Thank you. It's a surprising crowd, too, if you go down and look around, because the breweries here, at least in Lexington, all have their own, like, different set of people that attend that are from a completely different portion of Lexington, you know, a different social, whatever you want to call it. But the festival brings them all together, and you see just this wide array of different people and interests. It's pretty cool.
And if you're not a beer connoisseur, if you're just getting into beer, it's the perfect place to try bunches of different styles, lots of different breweries, lots of different, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. You don't have to buy a six-pack or even a whole bottle. You can just get 20 samples of whatever seems good. We got a lot of stuff that appeals to people that like berries in beer. If you like sour beers, we've got some great sour beers. If you like the New England IPA, we've got a bunch of New England IPA. So whatever you like, you can find plenty of it.
Hottest, newest things out there.
Well, talking about that ticket, though, tell us what that ticket exactly gets you. $30
sure.
for?
Get you the tasting glass, which is sponsored by Pazzo's. Mm-hmm. It's glass, not plastic. Which is nice.
The plastic glass is the worst glass.
It is. It's the not glass glass. and it gets you 20 samples, 20 of whatever we have.
And a bottle of water.
This year we have a water station.
Ah,
so,
okay.
But
have all the bottles of water you want.
Yeah. Bring your bottles.
I usually steal other people's bottles because it's it's been hot out there.
It has been. Hopefully it stays like it is today, about 70 degrees and beautiful.
Well, we will encourage people, wear some sunscreen. Drink plenty of fluid before you go. Try to get something to eat before you go. Because
there's some great food vendors out there, too, though.
There really are, but those lines can get long. And maybe if you're deciding whether to spend your time in a beer line or a food line, I know which I'm choosing. Yeah. So make sure you eat beforehand so you're not pressured by
There's a really nice restaurant, like a block right across the street.
Oh, really? Which restaurant would that be?
I don't know who
it's
cooks
Goodfellas,
there.
It's Goodfellas, right?
Goodfellas, that's
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love that place. also, one tip for new attendance to festivals. Look at the back of your guide for the special tappings. There are some really fantastic special beers that they do special tappings for at different times. If something really piques your interest, make sure that you mark that time and get in line, because those usually go really quickly.
They do. I forgot to mention that. A lot of people don't make it to the very back of the program. Yeah. You think there's going to be advertisements or something, but no, that's the special beer list.
That's the good stuff.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
It'll get you drunk stuff.
Oh, darn.
If you like the 10% and 11%, yeah, that's
they're on that list.
Yeah.
So, Chris, I'm going to give you, let's say, 1 minute, and I want you, we've already sold this kind of, but I want you to just, your entire plea as far as why people should come out to this Festivales.
I think we've covered it pretty well. It's if you want to try a lot of good stuff, and you want to try a lot of the local beers that we have, they're bringing their best. So it's a great opportunity to do that. Also, it's one of the beer festivals in Kentucky, at least, where almost every booth has somebody from the brewery. So if you actually want to talk and chew the fat with the guys that brew the beer or own the place, they're there hanging out, having a beer with each other. So you can actually meet most of them, at least.
All right, you heard it. Festivales, what date is that?
September 1st.
September 1st.
And Chris promises it's going to be slightly overcast, 68 degrees, and beautiful, low humidity in it all. It's going to be a beautiful day.
I will make it happen.
If you get hungry after, come over to Village Idiot.
That's
food,
right.
I hear the food there is not too shabby.
No, it's... We should have some of this duck bear to go with the duck and waffles from...
Perfect pairing?
Yeah.
Can't wait to try that.
Hashtag perfect pairing.
Hashtag.
It here. The guys from Pazzo's Podcast are telling you that you need to go to the Festivales this weekend.
Next weekend.
So
the beer has already kicked in, folks.
You see what I'm doing? Yeah, what I'm doing right here, is why I told you a minute, is because I'm actually going to sneak that into some of the programming over at the station.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to give you a commercial that's going to rotate occasionally.
Well, thanks.
No one knows that I'm doing that, but I'm going to do it.
Since this is a podcast, too, you can't really say either next weekend or anything.
Right, yeah.
That's true.
Whenever you're listening to this, it's happening. Just go to Cheapside. It doesn't matter.
September 1st.
October 30th.
Yeah.
Wow, it's next Friday.
Yeah, that's
sweet.
Right. Or come to the beer trap, buy whatever beer you want. It's always a beer festival.
Just come buy a ticket, you know.
But yeah, I just wanted you to condense that, because I am going to cut that out and I will insert it into some rotation.
He's going
to
insert it.
Yeah, I'm going to insert it, put it right in there, and massage it a little bit to make sure that it is good. No, really, it is a pleasure to always have you on.
I
hope that you will join us for our next episode, to where we can just talk about some stuff. Real quick, since we have a few minutes left, Game of Thrones, the finale is this Saturday.
Sunday.
Kevin, excuse me. Kevin, I know that you love Game of Thrones so much.
What is that? It's like the first time I heard the term Game of Thrones was like 3 days ago. I don't even know what this stuff is.
All right. But I want your guys' opinions on what should I pair with my Game of Thrones viewing on Sunday.
One of the Omegang beers.
Of course.
They have the Game of Thrones beer.
That is the obvious answer.
Blood and Wine.
They had the...
Is it Blood and Fire?
Blood and Fire?
Yeah, Fire and Blood. That's what it was. Yeah.
But that's the obvious answer. I want something special.
For my money, I'd rather have Hennepin or Three Philosophers than half of those. Game of Thrones.
That's true.
They were all nice beers, but Omegang is capable of making better beers than just the Game of Thrones series.
I mean, I like Omegang beers. Those just aren't the ones.
Well, to encourage people, if you learned about the Game of Thrones or learned about Omegang through the Game of Thrones and just enjoy those beers, venture out and try some of their other things.
Yeah.
They're fantastic as well. Surprisingly good. So they're one of the few people in America that's making beers that are Belgian style. They really hold up to the Belgian character and tradition and history.
Or go with a Midas Touch, because that is most likely the type of beer that they would have brewed.
I agree. A lot of honey, saffron, some of those exotic spices. It's a strong beer.
I can see it being a Dornish beer.
Absolutely. He has no idea what that means.
No, he doesn't.
I have no fans.
He's just smiling and nodding.
Dornish sounds good. I want to dry hop a Dornish.
The Sands woman would love it.
All right. You heard it here. That's what you need to drink while watching Game of Thrones. It is Pazzo's Podcast, episode number 25. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm actually fumbling right now with some stuff, but while I fumble
with
this stuff.
We've been watching you fumble a while, yeah. It's making me a little uncomfortable, by the way.
Get your pants.
You know, I'm still massaging those things and inserting a few things over here. And
are you still recording?
Yeah, of course I am. This is going on, man.
This is the stuff that our listeners love.
Yeah, this is how we actually find fans, you know what I'm talking about? But
and the video version of the podcast will be up soon as well for your viewing interest.
I don't think they want to see me massaging a few things here and there, you know what I'm talking about.
There's a big curtain around him. We actually can't see him.
But I just want to talk real quick that I want to mention that this is not Tesla. This is Yes.
Oh my God.
For anybody that's wondering.
This is my favorite episode so far, I swear. Yeah. This is my favorite episode so far.
Chris, you need to come on more often. But seriously, episode 25, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thanks.
It is. No, seriously, you should come on. But seriously as well. Episode 25, Pazzo's Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are Pazzo's Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Pazzo's Podcast. You can find us at Instagram at Pazzo's Podcast WLXG. And you can follow at Lex Beer Scene. Is that right? At Twitter?
Yep.
That's right. I got that right on the first try. Thank you so much for listening. Pazzo's Podcast.
You know what it sounds like until the vocals come in? I'm a love machine. And
that's
I won't work for nobody but you.
Wait, here it is. All right, there we go. Thank you, guys.
I love Tesla, though. It reminds me of prom.